This is The Science Show on RN. So from ancient bacteria and then orangs, let's go to dogs and the Professor of Veterinary Science, Paul McGreevy, who's worried that our love for baby-like pooches is going too far. Their heads are compromised and now so's their health.
Well, there's been a boom in the popularity of what we call brachycephalic or short-skulled dogs. We've looked at data from pedigree dogs, and they may well reflect the general population. And we've seen over the last 28 years this relentless boom in the interest in acquiring short-skulled dogs. We don't know why that is. It could be because they're so damn cute. It could be because they're fashionable. It could be because they are associated with some status.
More like babies, perhaps.
Possibly. There is this argument that they show baby schema and that they elicit care behaviours in humans. I'm not sure I've seen many humans that look quite like a pug. Human babies, I'd be recoiling if I popped my head in a pram and saw one of those. But they are entirely charming dogs. And they win hearts. Unfortunately, because of their morphology, because of their shape, they are plagued with health problems. They have dental overcrowding, they have wrinkled skin that leads to dermatological problems, they have skin that rolls onto the eyeball that can cause blindness, and certainly pain and irritation. But most of all, they have an occluded airway, so they don't get rid of CO2, and they don't acquire oxygen as efficiently as they should. The CO2 is the interesting one, I think, because too much CO2 in the blood causes acidosis. It basically drops the pH of the blood. And of course, every enzyme in the body is there to work at a certain pH, not in an acid condition. And so a lifetime of acidosis is what I think we need to appreciate is going on here. And they lead shorter lives, so there could be an oxidative stress process that means that basically they're pushed too hard and therefore they die young.
And you're suggesting that at the present time the situation got far worse. In what way?
Well, the demand for short skulls from the evidence is relentless.
So the numbers are very much increased?
The numbers are increased. We seem to be beguiled by these animals, and we need to appreciate the cost that they pay for charming us as they do.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, the Norwegian Kennel Club only this week decided to change its breed standards and require an exercise test of every breeding animal. So they actually have to be able to perform as well as look cute.
I see. And you'd like to see that happen in Australia as well?
It'd be wonderful. We could lead the world if we wanted to.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Of course we won't.
Of course we won't, he said. Well, Paul McGreevy is Professor of Veterinary Science at the University of Sydney. Some genetic bad news for dogs.